Hi, this is Will Clower. So I want you to get the picture of what's going on so far. If you've been following this and applying these habits at home, then you're starting not only to eat clean, but you're already starting to eat small by the bite. So you're starting to taste your food more. You are taking a small bite, and then if there's food in your mouth, you're putting your fork down. Or if you are having a handheld food, then you'll put the sandwich or whatever it is down. A corollary of this, and again, this is something you need to think about and practice as a behavior, eat one thing at a time. If there's something in your mouth, don't put something else in there. When you watch people eat and when you observe your own behaviors objectively, what you notice is that eating for people is about finishing. It's about an item on their list of things to do. It's a via point between tasks. People don't enjoy their food. They get in, get out, get on their way. And when that is your behavior, when that's your attitude toward your food, that relationship is a bad relationship. It encourages overconsumption because you're eating so fast that you overeat. And so the rule for yourself is this. If there's food in your mouth, then don't put anything else in there. Eat one thing at a time. When you do that, and you're just having the salmon, or just having the green beans, or just having the mashed potatoes, then you taste them more, you appreciate them more, and you control your consumption in the process. I'd like to know your observations. How are you doing so far? What are you noticing at home? How hard are these things to practice? This is not easy, and you're going to mess up sometimes, and you're going to get two-thirds of the way through your meal and go, oh my gosh, I just inhaled that. That's not a problem. You just have to notice it. So let us know how things are going for you. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.